leading the news this morning, the accused Boston bombers were also planning to target New York. The surviving suspect has told investigators he and his brother intended to set off their remaining explosives in Times Square. But the plan fell apart when their car ran out of petrol and a shootout with police then followed. Two men have died in a shooting in Sydney's West. Police found their bodies in a house in Westleigh after neighbours reported hearing several gunshots. The men haven't been identified and police say there's no evidence anyone else was involved. The US Defence Secretary says there's strong evidence Syria has now used chemical weapons. Chuck Hagel says US intelligence believes the Syrian government has used sarin gas on a small scale against the rebels. President Obama has warned the Syrian government it would face serious consequences if it used chemical weapons. Queensland police have recaptured a sex offender who's been on the run since Monday night. Tyrone Speechley broke out of a prison farm in Townsville with fellow prisoner Algana Tears. Tears was apprehended on Tuesday when police cornered him as he fled into scrubland. Rescue workers in Bangladesh say there's little hope of finding more survivors in the rubble of a collapsed building in the capital Dhaka. Up to 40 people have been found alive, but officials say more than 250 people are now confirmed dead. Hundreds more are still missing.